Penguin Audio presents Moms Who Drink and Swear, True Tales of Loving My Kids While Losing My Mind, written and read by me, Nicole Knepper. Mom, your love put me at the top of the world. This is for you. Love, Nikki. Introduction. You've got mail and germs and 250,000 friends on Facebook. The story of MWDAS. I resisted the computer. I saw it as the metaphorical mean girl who would mock me for my clumsy inadequacy. The bleeps and bloops and buttons intimidated me, and I feared that I would be like Matthew Broderick in War Games and accidentally almost start a nuclear war. I'm not exaggerating. I've been known to make some big errors when it comes to anything mechanical. But there was another reason, too. I also fought against progress because my husband wanted me to embrace it. Yes, I'm a stompy, immature, insecure, change-fearing brat with an oppositional streak, especially when it comes to my husband, who instantly made the bloops and bleeps his bitches. "Come on, it's easy," he said, to which I replied with a big, "Fuck you, math man, easy for you," usually means mind-boggling for me. I had no patience for being mocked by the mean girl or micromanaged by the math man. I was busy trying to make sense out of all the paranormal shit on the X-Files, reading a book, or doing the laundry. Occasionally, I'd agree to attempt to form a truce with technology, but I was as impatient with the process as my husband was with me. He promised to be nice, not to mock or micromanage me, but I just had no interest in the things he thought I should be interested in online, especially playing games the way he did. I barely wanted to play games with him in real life, which you'll hear about in fucking Family Game Night. And so, I bitched to my friends about his whiny and demanding behavior. I personally don't do the whole, "My husband is my best friend" thing. He's my husband. In my world, husbands are not besties, they're honeys, and that's a big diff. I consider my husband as a backup friend, if I really need a plus one and my girlfriends are otherwise engaged. Don't get me wrong, I love him and like to sex him up and spend his money and stare mindlessly at the television next to him under a blanket eating chips. But when I want to get talking in deep, I need my girls. It took him a while to think of it, but my need for girl time was how he finally coaxed me to the computer. About 15 years ago, he showed me how I could enjoy increased communication with my girlfriends via the internet. Initially, it was an uncomfortable embrace, but the lure of free access to my beloved friends, known as the Brat Pack Sisters, encouraged me to work out the kinks. My girls! My BFFs! Big Bossy and his ease with technology were my bridge to the Brat Pack. So I sucked it up. I figured that if I killed him in the process of trying to figure out the internet, my friends were so loyal that they'd help me bury the body, no questions asked. So, you can see how that would motivate a technophobe to go viral. Not everyone has a friend who would hide a body for him or her, but I do. I can think of at least 5 off the top of my head that wouldn't think twice about it. Boom. So, down the rabbit hole I went. As annoying as it was, that high-pitched, staticky, screech, clickety-pop, pop, screech, shh sound meant that I could receive an email message from one of my soul sisters, who I desperately missed since we'd all decided to conform and meet grown-up expectations, like having a job and raising a family. Change can be good, but even the good stuff can be a difficult adjustment. I wanted my friends to follow their dreams and kick some ass in their adult lives. I just didn't realize how much this dream chasing and catching would change our connection to each other. In particular, the expense of long-distance phone calls really wrecked our ability to stay in touch. As we all struggled through the early years of marriage and motherhood, we needed much more emotional support than life allowed. Time and money were tight for all of us. We didn't have hours to spend on the phone, let alone the extra cashola to cover regular 3-hour cross-country marathon blab fests. The internet was a solution to that problem. Fast, easy, and cheap. But I'll be honest, it still scared the shit out of me. It was too much change, and it seemed so impersonal. I was afraid to push any...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?